Hello, and welcome to another exciting edition of Superstar Radio with your host, LaShawn Suber. She's a career counselor, motivational speaker, as well as life coach. So sit back, prepare to be entertained, as well as informed. And without further ado, ladies and gentlemen, LaShawn Suber.
Good evening and happy hump day. Welcome y'all to Superstar Radio with your host, me, LaShawn Suber. And of course, we're broadcasting live from the fabulous Somerset Studios. I am so excited to be here as always. I know you hear me say that every week, but I am, I so look forward to spending this time with you all. So thank you for that. So how is everyone's week? How is everything going? Any weekend plans that you have? And as always, this is an interactive talk show. So if you would like to participate, just hit number one and we can have a conversation. This is like our girlfriend's time for an hour. So this is your time to shine. So I hope everyone's week is going fine. Mine is great. It's Wednesday. We have band rehearsal tonight. We have band rehearsal Monday. So our week goes by really, really fast. So thanks again for joining. So Superstar Entertainment, the Superstar Radio with your host, LaShawn Suber, is a spinoff from our parent group at Superstar Entertainment. Jeff Suber is the CEO. I am the president and talent manager for two DJs and a vocalist and also a musician along with our bands. So we are, the bands are sounding awesome, you guys. I can't wait to 2018 so we can do our showcases and be a part of festivals and clubs and different things like that. So we're working really hard this year to come out really, really strong for next year, which is 2018. So as always, we start off our scripture of the day, and I hope everybody can hear me with this because shout out to my engineers, Jeff and Dave. I mean, I'm going to take a picture and put on Facebook of how I look because I feel like a real, real radio host with what everything has going on here. So shout out to them. Our scripture of the day is your job is not to judge. Your job is not to figure out if someone deserves something. Your job is to uplift the fallen, to restore the broken, and to heal the hurting. So that was given to us by Helen Wade. So thanks again for Helen Wade for the scripture of the day. We really appreciate you. And that was powerful. That was really, really powerful. And so we like to uplift, we like to motivate. So if anybody have any celebrations, anniversary, birthdays, we would like to know because we want to celebrate and rejoice to you and to make sure that, you know, you get recognized. We do have a caller on the line, and let's see what the caller has to say. Hi, caller. Welcome to Superstar Radio. How are you? You have something to say, caller? This is a 678 out-of-state call. So if you want to say something, please go ahead.
This is your auntie.
Hi, auntie.
Hi, auntie. Yeah, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing just fine. I was calling about what we were going to talk about, being a strong woman.
Okay. All right. So can you do me a big favor and hold for just 1 second? I'll come back to you because we haven't gotten to the topic just yet. I want to finish out the little pleasantries, and then we're going to come and talk about that wonderful topic that we have. So just hold on. I'm going to come back to you, okay?
Okay.
Okay, great. So celebrations, anniversary, and birthdays. Anybody celebrating anything that they would like to say? I would like to start off by saying in 1922 at Butler University, seven educated founders founded the great sorority of Sigma Gamma Rho Sorority Incorporated on a predominantly white campus. And around the campus, they were actually having KKK meetings. So these seven courageous women went ahead and started this wonderful sorority. And I would like to say happy 95th Founders Day to all my beautiful sorors. And our Founders Day is actually November the 12th. It was founded at Butler University, Indiana, Indianapolis. And this is a wonderful celebration for us. We were the last created sorority, but the best made, my personal opinion. So happy Founding Day to all my beautiful sorors. It's not November, it's called Rovember. So E-Yip to all of those. I would like to thank our guest for last week. I hope that you tuned in last week because we had a wonderful guest, DJ Breezy. Thanks, Breezy, for being a part of the show and being a wonderful guest. Behind that, you guys, I received, some texts and some emails and all kind of great stuff. So Breezy is she's going to be very busy the end of this year and also next year. So thank you for that, and thank you for, I thank Breezy for being on. I'm such a proud mommy of her. So let's get into the topic, and I see that you guys, oh my gosh, my board is lighting up. I am so excited for this topic. So the topic of the day, and I know everybody can relate to this, young people, older people, because to me, it has happened or it may happen, and we want to know how to deal with it. So the topic of the day is the Superwoman Syndrome. So for those of you who don't know what the Superwoman Syndrome is, it is a woman holding up all these plates in the air. It could be children, husbands. It could be significant others, it could be work, it could be school, it could be kids, all these plates that we hold up in the air, and we don't want them to fall, because if they fall, we think we are a failure. I am here to say that you're wonderful, you're beautiful, you're fantastic, and if a plate falls, it just falls. It's nothing we can do about it. And so I know my aunt is holding because she wants to, we had a conversation about an hour ago, and I know that she has a lot to say about the Superwoman Syndrome. So I'm going to bring her back on, and we're going to get into the topic. So if you have any type of stories for the Superwoman Syndrome that you would like to share, and I'm also going to share a personal story that happened to me in my life, and it's very, very dear to me. But as a kid, growing up, Superwoman used to come on TV. You guys remember Linda Carter? She was so beautiful. She was so powerful. She conquered the world, and she did the dang on thing. So I'm here to tell you guys today, it's okay to take your S off your chest, and it's okay to put down or take off your capes, because we are only human. So we're going to go to Eloise Butler from Georgia, and I appreciate my aunt so much for calling me all the way from Georgia to talk on my radio show about the Superwoman Syndrome. So are you there, caller?
I sure am. Mm-hmm. Yes.
So go right ahead.
Okay, is there nothing wrong with being a superwoman for yourself first? It's all about loving yourself, because if you can start loving yourself, I mean with the bad and the good, because the bad, if you love the bad, you got to love the good, because it goes hand in hand. So you start being a superwoman for yourself.
Okay. Have you ever experienced that, Auntie, where you just had so much on your plate when your kids were younger? Have you experienced that before? Can you give any type of detail about that?
Yes. When my kids was young and I had only a dime, I took a nickel and fed them, and I took another nickel and fed myself. Because in order for me to take care of my children, I had to take care of myself first. So this is how I made it through the world. I have to take care of myself, and that means physically, spiritually, mentally, because it takes a strong body that takes a strong mind.
Okay.
That's how I made it. Yeah.
Mhm. Okay. All right. Well, I do thank you for that input that can help someone going through the Superwoman Syndrome or has been through the Superwoman Syndrome. So I do appreciate you. So love you.
Thank you.
So the comic book Superwoman, it first appeared in 1943. So I've done some research, you guys. It proclaims that that she was all setting for high adventures, excitement, and romance. So who can argue with that? But let's fast forward to 2017, the present day. The term Superwoman is being used to describe a woman who, like I said earlier, is juggling work, domestic chores, the child rearing, and outside you're smiling and you're polished, and on the inside you're fragmented and endless demands. So we see this all the time. And what I mean by that, you know, Black women are really, really strong. We've been strong for generations, from our grandparents, from our great-grandparents, and so forth and so on. Those women have taken care of households of other people. If they worked for other people, they had to come home and take care of the children. They had to make sure the bills are paid. And a lot of them were married. But not now. We don't have to do that. So if you're a part of the Superwoman syndrome, just know if you have worked all day and you worked hard, it's okay not to wash the dishes. It's okay not to vacuum. It's okay because we work hard. We only get 24 hours in a day. If anybody else get more than 24 hours, please let me know because I want to know how you do it. And it leads to a lot of stress. It leads to a lot of sleepless nights where you're thinking about, you know, how you're going to make ends meet. And sometimes you can have the Superwoman syndrome inside of a relationship. So to share some of my personal feelings out on here, I'm just going to be vulnerable today. Most of you do know my story. But in 1998, I married my husband. He already had two kids, and I came from a single society where, you know, I had my own apartment. I was educated, had my own vehicle. My grandparents done everything for me and did it up until the day they passed away, basically. So I really didn't have any hardcore responsibilities as far as my husband's concerned because he had children involved. So when I said I do to three people. My kids were 6 and 8, and unfortunately their mothers were deceased. So I came in being a mom. For a person to come from a single society to have a family for me and my personality, because I had no responsibility, I really didn't want any kids. But I thought this was a great situation, and it was, because he already had kids, and he wouldn't be like, oh, we need to have some kids, and I really didn't want kids. So we did the family thing. We meshed our family together. 4 years later, we had a child together, so that made three kids. Eventually, we bought a house. We had a house. We had with the mortgage and the cars, and we had insurance and daycare and school clothes, and it was just so overwhelming for me, and that's when I lost myself. I tried to keep up, and no discredit to my husband because he did what he was supposed to do, but as a woman, you were taught from these wonderful women in our lives that you have to be strong. You basically, you don't run it. You're not the head of the house, but you still run the house. So I'm doing all of this, and at the end of the day, I didn't know who Sean was. So I lost myself, and I went into a deep depression. And this happened over years and years. And then we had some issues, you know, some issues with our children at the time that we were dealing with. So on top of all of that, I lost myself. So in 2008, I didn't know who I was. So I had to go and find me and bring me back, so to speak. And I hope that you guys are following this and understand what I'm saying. We separated, and that was 2008 to 2009 was a very hard year, you know, for me personally, because now I'm on my own, and I have this daughter. I've been on my own before because I have my own place, but never was I on my own with the kid by myself, and I was scared. I didn't want anybody to know where I lived. I didn't want to talk to anybody. I felt like I was in the witness protection program, so to speak, but I had to be prayed. Keep prayer. I had to pray. I had to pray to God to get me back together because all this was all new to me. You know, I grew up as a spoiled kid, you know, and as an adult, I was a spoiled kid. So to go from that to listen to go to a ready-made mom and a wife and, you know, they're looking up to me, what do? So I had to figure out me. So I had to step back and reflect and put things in perspective. Yes, I love my husband. Yes, I love my kids. You know, at the time, my kids were, I had two teenagers and a toddler. So, yes, I love my kids. God put me in their lives for a reason. God put my husband in my life for a reason. But that superwoman syndrome, it's okay, ladies, to take your S off your chest. It's okay, ladies, to take the cape off, because we can't do it all. We need to use a word called, if we have it, to delegate rules and responsibilities on to others that can help us, whether it be our husbands or our significant others or our sisters or our brothers or our mothers, and say, hey, can you just help me out with this, because I need a little help. And help doesn't mean, help can be basically listening. Can you just listen to me? Can you just hear what I'm saying? Can you just help me out just a little bit? Because that can go a long way. And we can be blood sisters, but we can be sisters in Christ, and we can be sisters outside. Just someone to help and to listen and to lend a hand. I hope that I am getting through to a lot of people, because we need to step back. And when I had a conversation with my aunt earlier, she said something that was so powerful that she probably didn't know she said to me. And I started doing this to get my life back together. And what I started doing was, you know, meditating. And it took me a long time to get the meditation together, because I will fall asleep. But you meditate for like 3 minutes. You start off with 3 minutes, and you just concentrate on something. You have to build yourself up, because if you don't, you're not going to be a better you for anybody else. You can't. You got to love yourself first. And the superwoman syndrome is kind of like, you know, taking some things away from you slowly but surely. 5 years ago, I had the same radio show I have now, but it was called something different, and my mom really helped me out with a lot of things. And she came up with a great concept called What's on Your Plate. And we did that physically at a live show. We took what was on a paper plate. We passed out paper plates with everybody, and we told them to put sections in paper plates. And what are you responsible for? This show was so powerful, you guys. I had women crying, saying, oh, my gosh, I do all of this. I can't believe I'm responsible for all of this. How can I get some of this stress off of me? Because, as you know, stress can kill. We have to be here for our kids. We have to be here for our grandkids. We have to be here for ourselves. So if you can attest to this and you want to comment on this to help somebody else, please hit number one, because this show is not just for me. It's not just for you. It's for every woman out there that could be hurting, or you know. And we never keep information. We have to let information go, and we have to help out each other. So I am so grateful to my family, for one. I'm really close with my family and my close friends, because those are the ones who helped me through this. So now I'm here to help someone else who's in need of that. We can't do everything. And it's like I said before, it's okay. We're not built like that. We're not equipped like that. Everybody is going to need some help sometime to help us through this. So you need to stop for 10 minutes. You need to breathe. And let's just breathe and put things in perspective. And people laugh at me about this, but I like to make lists. So those of you who laugh at me about making lists, that helps me out. That helps me get things in priority. So those of you need to make a list, like, what is your priority? All this other stuff is really not a priority. But, you know, what is important right now? Right now, the time of day is 8:49. What's important to you today, on this day, Wednesday, that's important to you that we can do? So draw a circle and divide up the pie chart. That's what the physical, what's on your plate type of thing, and see, you know, and put your top five priorities. Only, I think five is maybe too much, but some people can handle the five. And then see what you notice, and see what's on there. And then take a look at your life and see where you can cut out some things that's not so important. You shouldn't have to feel responsible in doing it all, because that makes you feel overwhelmed. Sometimes I don't have the superwoman syndrome as bad as I did, but sometimes you get overwhelmed with different things. And me personally, I shut down and I go to sleep. So for those of you who know me, I sleep a lot. And I know I do, but sometimes I have to shut down and regroup because I got to get my perspective back going again. The reason, another reason for the superwoman syndrome, we try to strive for perfection. There's no such thing as a perfect woman. It's okay for failure because you can learn from those. And sometimes we put other people's wants over your needs and have a difficult time saying no. So I can't hear you physically, but let's all say no. You can't do everything. You can be there for a person, but you can't do everything. And you have to be happy. You only get one life. This is not a dress rehearsal. So you have to be happy in your life and the space that you're in. If you're unhappy with your job, get another one. If you want to return to school, go to school. Whatever you want to do career-wise to empower yourself, to make sure you're going to be the best you that you're there, it's okay. And you're never too old to do anything. You're never too old to do anything. We've been talking about Superstar Entertainment forever. You hear me? Forever. And in the last couple of years, it has just really started happening to us. So we're working so hard to get this together. And know that everything that we're doing right now is 100% funded by my husband and I. And still trying to maintain our household because that's our goal together. So we're never too old to start anything. So if you have a business that you want to start, you see yourself doing something different, go for it. Because at the end of the day, if you have children, they're looking up to you. To say, you know what, my mom did this. She went back to school. She got a higher paying job, and I want to be just like her because we're our first role models. Not Superwoman, not a Beyonce, not Jay-Z. We are the parents, and they look up to us. And the key factor is to always be happy. Find some happiness in something. Be a positive person. Hang around positive people. Hang around people that have more than you because you're going to strive to do that and say, you know what, don't be like the Joneses, but have a perspective and say, you know what, I want to do that. If you want to start a business, find someone who has a business and go talk to them. I have a lot of business owners that's on the line tonight, and shout out to all the entrepreneurs because, ladies, you are doing it. You've been doing it for a long time, and I'm so proud of you. So find someone that is doing what you're doing and make it better. If you see yourself at your job, if you don't want to have your own business, which is fine too, find someone at your job and say, you know what, I want to be a supervisor. Why don't you ask to shadow them? If they don't have that program at your job, you can shadow them anyway within yourself and not tell them. You know, figure out their ways, their management skills. If they have a management skill that you're not too sure about, do the opposite. But always strive to do better whenever you get a chance to. And so if you have that in perspective, I feel that the syndrome will not be in your life. Because I had to regroup and do that. And regroup and reorganization is not a bad thing. That shows growth. Growth in yourself and growth in what you're doing. We can't do everything, ladies. I used to be an instructor for the development center, and shout out to those ladies over there. I miss them tremendously. My main job was to teach them employability skills, like how to get a job, how to write a resume, how to go in an interview, what to say and what not to say. So what I would do is I would bring in different speakers that I knew in my personal circle to come and talk to them, to inspire and to motivate them. And so I brought that in. I did a career fair, and then instead of what's your plate, I did what's in your backpack, because they carry backpacks all the time. And so I did a physical backpack. I load the backpack up with everything I can think of, and then I picked someone out the audience, and I had them to put that backpack on, and it was kids, again, school, it was work, it was significant others, it was babies, it was just everything in this backpack. And I picked a person to carry this backpack around the classroom to see how heavy it was. And then when we put things in perspective, we started taking things out the backpack, and it became, we don't want to work harder. We want to work smarter with everything, and we want to make sure that we're here. We don't want, stress can kill, like I said before. We want to make sure that we're here and that we're healthy for our children and, more importantly, for ourselves. So that's a big deal to me as far as people lose, as far as women losing themselves in the superwoman syndrome. We do not want to get caught up in that whatsoever. And we want to make sure that we are healthy and we are here. So this platform is just not for me. This should be an interactive conversation. So if you have any input, ladies, if you have any words of advice for younger people, or if you have a story that you would like to share, let's talk about it, because what we need to do is talk out our situations. More often, we keep things in. We keep things bottled in because some people, you know, you think, oh, I don't want them in my business. This is surface talk, and this can help some people. When I say surface talk, I wasn't ashamed of what I went through, because I know there's other people out there that went through that too. And I had to bring myself around with a lot of prayer, a lot of counseling, and thank God we got together and we're still raising our healthy family. So this is for us. So if anybody out there have a question or have a concern or even just want to give a comment, please do. You're more than welcome to do that. That would be wonderful if you can do that. Black women, we have a history of this, and we secretly carry burdens along within ourselves. And so to get rid of those burdens, they can be traumatic or they can be harmful experiences from our childhood to adulthood, from generation to generation. And those get passed on and passed on and passed on. This is what you need to do. You should always be doing this. You got to do that. We can erase all of that. Because I know sometimes, I know a lot of times, I come home, and everybody know I'm not the best cook. I do the surface cooking, so I'll probably get some texts on that from a few people in a few minutes. But it's okay. And I know what my talent is, and cooking is not my talent. But I do the surface stuff, like chicken and steak and pork chops. We probably have that like two or three times a week. I don't know. But anyway, if I come home and I don't feel like doing something, guess what? I don't do it. Now I have Brianna to do, wash dishes and load the dishwasher. So if I'm tired, I'm not going to do it. If I feel like washing and doing that, that's when I feel like doing it. But I'm not going to tire myself out. I'm not going to stress myself out because it's not done. And thank God I have a significant other who doesn't care, because some people have significant others. Oh, you worked all day and you need to do this and you need to do that. I'm not doing it. We wouldn't get along. I got too much mouth. So I wouldn't do it. So how do you overcome the superwoman syndrome? So first of all, we got to stop being a perfectionist, because no one's perfect. So in today's society, we need to be cautious about that, because that can sneak up on us. We don't know it's even happened. I didn't know it was happening to me until I could sit back and relax and I talked to a few people. So we need to be very, very careful that we don't do that. So we need to get off the treadmill. We need to find something to do. So you can join organizations. Of course, I'm in an organization. You can do community service. You can do things outside of your norm and be happy with it, because all work and no play would make you a dull person. We can't do that. Keep life simple. Don't make it harder than what it is. It doesn't have to be harder than what it is. It can be real simple. Pay attention to each day. Each day is a gift to us, and we get up in the morning, we say our prayers, and we thank God for waking us up, and we thank God for our families. Just keep it simple. Keep it light. Go to work. Enjoy the day. Find something to motivate you. I know that a lot of people have their kids' pictures in their offices, on their desk, on their phone. When you get kind of down, look at your kids. because they are looking up to you and they need you to be here. So we need to make sure that we're here for our children as well. Don't try to please everyone. Don't feel bad for, again, saying no. Low self-esteem, that's what it really comes in to play, because we need to find some things that's going to make us happy. I used to read a lot. Read a book. Get involved. Get involved in your kid's school. Join the PTA. Something outside the norm. I often say this to a couple of people. I know I've had to say this before. When people look forward to an adventure or a trip, that you live longer when you look forward to things. I'm looking forward to our Founders Day to be with my Star Wars and have a great time in fellowship. I look forward to Thanksgiving and being with my family, because it's not just about the food, eating the food. It's the camaraderie. You know, a lot of families don't come together anymore. So be with your families. I look forward to that. Me personally, my family gets together all the time. We do different events, and we have great cocktails and great conversations. So I look forward to that. So find something that you can look forward to, because that will help you. So, you know, if I know I got something coming up, I'm so excited about it. I'm excited about my show every Wednesday. I'm very excited now that, you know, I'm back up and running instead of having some technical difficulties. But I look forward to this. This is our time. This is like my me time, so I could just, you know, have girlfriend talk and just let my hair down and just have a great time and just have that time together. Exercise. A lot of people exercise. A lot of people get on the treadmill. A lot of people do kickboxing. So find something that you're interested in so that you can live a healthier life. And go with that, because having all those plates in the air and something has to drop, something's going to drop eventually. So instead of it dropping on you, why don't you just eliminate that plate if you can? So we need to probably change our diet. Try a yoga class. Try a Zumba class. I used to do Zumba. I'm thinking about getting back into it. So just some things that you can do to eliminate some of the stress. And that's what it is, a stress. Simple syndrome is a stressor. So we need to eliminate the stresses in our lives. Ask for help. If you have family, if you have friends, ask them to help out sometime. Just, you know, help me out with this. How do I get this back in perspective? Every 6 months in my household, I reevaluate our bills and see where I can cut some things. You know, I like organization. I like financial aspects. I keep lists. I like calendars. For some reason, I'm very fascinated about calendars. And my phone is on a calendar, or I have a hard copy of, you know, my calendar book. And I know my niece, if she's listening, she can attest to that, because she loves that stuff too. It keeps you on track. And I like to be on track. I like priorities and different things like that. So putting things in priorities is very, very important. So I see all these beautiful numbers on my phone, on my board here. So I'm asking for you to give your input. And I told a lot of people about this show today, and I do appreciate my aunt calling and giving her input. But is there anyone else that can give another perspective on this? Or if you're going through the superwoman syndrome, and if you have questions about it, please ask the questions, because this is for you. And remember, the funny thing about radio is people can't see you. They can just hear you. You don't have to give your name. You can just say hi, and I can just bring you on. So if you want to talk about that, that would be great. And again, for this radio show, for Superstar Radio, we're going to talk about a lot of female issues that we have been dealing with for years and years and years. I'm not a psychologist. I haven't had a degree. I don't have a degree in psychology or psychiatry or anything like that. I just give life experiences. I just recruit people who I know who have been through things. So don't say LaShawn Super said to do this. These are suggestions. These are real life instances that I had to do personally for me to overcome different things. So I want to put that disclaimer out there. I can't write prescriptions or anything like that. I'm just giving experiences from a career perspective, a life perspective, a mother perspective, that those type of perspectives. So we have about 20 minutes left, and I want to make sure that everybody, you know, gets in and kind of say some things and kind of make sure that we are okay with the Superwoman syndrome. So I'm going to the chat room right now, and the question is, why do we take this role on? I'm going to tell you why we take this role on, because we are powerful, we are strong, we think we can do everything, and we don't want to mess up. We don't want to disappoint, we don't want to say no. So we take on that role because we're strong and we've seen our moms or our grandmothers or our great-grandmothers who've taken on this role, and you say, you know what, I've seen them do it and I can do it too. But the funny thing is, we have a choice. They wanted to make sure that things are taken care of, and they made sure the house is always spotless, the kids were always clean, the dishes were always clean, it was always vacuuming. Sometimes that's too much. Put things in perspective. Our houses don't need to be perfect. They need to be clean. Like my mom said, always clean your bathroom and always clean your kitchen just in case company comes over. And those are the two main rooms, and you can always close your door. So we need to put things in perspective. So thank you for that chat room. Now we have another question from the chat room. Is this a generational curse by the baby boomers, Generation X, and now the millennials? It could be, but we have to break the generational curse. It came from, probably came from the baby boomers. I don't know what they called that generation, like our grandparents' generation. I don't know what that generation is, but starting with the baby boomers, our moms do it. And now Generation X is my generation, and our kids are seeing something different. And the millennials are seeing even something more different with this situation. So if you are a baby boomer, I would like your perspective. If you are a Generation X, I would love your perspective. And if you are a millennials, we need your perspective, because we need to figure out how we can bridge this gap, and we need to figure out from what generation to what generation and where it's going to stop and where it's going to make sure that we are healthy and stress-free. So if you are in one of those three generations, you can hit number one, and I will bring you on to the line. Anybody? Okay. Well, I will keep talking. And so I have another question. How do we proceed in the future? Like I said before, we got to keep life simple. We got to have a list, put things in perspective, and don't worry about the small stuff. We can't worry about the small stuff, because if we do, we will be stressed more stressed. So we can't worry about that. We just can worry about what the important things are for right now. Again, if you see that you would like to, oh my gosh, I want to go to school, don't stress about it. Pray about it and put it into your schedule. See if it works. There's a lot of, you know, you can do online classes. You don't have to do the traditional students anymore. You can do the online classes. Now, we do have a question. Let me bring that into perspective. So, good evening, caller. Welcome to Superstar Radio. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
You have a perspective?
Yes, I do. I'm one of the baby boomers.
Okay.
And we were taught to do that from our mother. So this is what we thought was we were supposed to do, everything, and like it.
When
and
you said, go ahead.
If we didn't do what we're supposed to do like our mothers taught us, we were looked down upon. That, like, we were lazy or no good or whatever, or we're not taking care of the household and our husbands, if we were married, and our children in the right type of way. So we would be looked down upon back then.
Well, how do you feel about it now?
Excuse me, I have a clue. I feel like you said earlier, if I should do it, I do it. If I can't, I don't. And now I don't worry about it.
Well, that was great. So
feel better.
Up until, I know you're a baby boomer, but up until what age did you say, you know what, I'm not doing this anymore?
Excuse me. It didn't happen until I was in my 60s, the beginning of my 60s.
Oh, wow. So that was, how old are you now?
69.
Okay.
And,
okay.
It, at first it seemed really odd, but now it's okay.
Okay. Well, I do appreciate you as a baby boomer. Giving your perspective of different things because you saw your mom doing it. We talked about that, you know, earlier, that we how we see our moms do different things. We kind of mimic our moms to do that. So I do appreciate you calling in and letting us know about the baby boomer era and what you saw. So I appreciate you. So thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you.
So like I said before, we see these things from, you know, a perspective that so we see these things from a perspective because we've seen it happen before. It's okay to say no. It's okay not to do different things. So I just want to make sure that the Superwoman syndrome is put into perspective, and it's okay again to take your capes off, and it's okay to take that S off your chest. And I used to think that was kind of cool. Like, you know, my name is Sean. I got this S on my chest. I can do everything. I'm like Superwoman. I saw Linda Carter on TV, and she was powerful. She was beautiful, and she saved the world. We can't save the world. We can only be who we are. So I think that this experience has been a really great one. I think that in future shows, a little bit of the Superwoman syndrome probably will come out because it can help someone else. And then if you have any friends that are going through this, please share what we spoke about today with them. And let them know that you are there for them, that you love them, and that they don't have to hold up all the plates in the air. They don't have to pack that book bag to capacity in order to live right. So I would like to, you know, thank both of my callers for giving their perspectives and letting us know. I was hoping I could hear from the Generation X people and also the Millennials to see what they think about the Superwoman syndrome. They could think it's crazy. Like, oh my gosh, you guys did that back in the day. I'm not doing that. I don't need to do that. I don't have to do that. So I was hoping that I can get some Millennials to kind of like give their input on everything. So this is what's coming up on the next show. It's going to tie into the Superwoman syndrome. We're going to have Angela Goodwill Solomon Esquire. She's an author, a wife, a mother of three, and she's the founder of an organization called Mom Get a Life organization. And this organization is really great. She founded this organization this year. It's actually in Maryland. She's looking to actually expand into other cities. And what this is, when you have a sense of belonging or a sense of that you're attached to something bigger than yourself, that gives you a sense of pride. And so what she did, she created her own organization for the mothers who have empty nesters. And they don't know what to do with their lives anymore because they don't have all that extra that they have to do for their kids. Now their household is quiet. It may be just them or maybe their husbands, but they don't know what to do with themselves. So she's going to come on our show next week, and she's going to get a whole new meaning of Mom Get a Life. So don't miss out on that. That's going to be next Wednesday, November 15th. Also, mark your calendars. The week of Thanksgiving, which is the 2 weeks from today, there will not be a Superstar Radio show, so that we can get ready for Thanksgiving and enjoy our families and tell about what all we're thankful for. So that's going to be the last show of November. I can't believe that, you know, November is the holidays here already. So, again, look for our live shows, our live broadcasts. Our YouTube channel is coming. If you would like to be a guest, if you have any topics for the show, any topics, please email me at superstar1@yahoo.com or you can call our Superstar number at 248-506-1272 and give any topics that we can talk about, because this is for us. This is our platform. It's going to be women issues, careers, finance, beauty. I got mental health professionals coming on. I got a nurse coming on to talk about the flu season. So I have a lot of upcoming events. And again, these are things I'm looking forward to and I'm excited about. And I love this show. I love spending this hour with you guys. So this is our time together. So if you, the call-in number to give your family and friends is always 646-564-9995. Our number is 248 again, 248-506-1272. And our email address is superstar1@yahoo.com. If you have any family or friends who couldn't make it on the show, it is recorded. They can just go on to Blog Talk Radio and look for Superstar Radio, blogtalkradio.com, and look for Superstar Radio with your host, LaShawn Super. And they can go back and listen to any of our shows that's recorded previously. So thank you so much today. This has been great. This is like my therapy. Our program director is off on location this week. So she's going to come back next week and give us some information about what's going on around town, what's coming up, all the emails that we get. So I just like to say thank you again for sharing your time with me. This has been great. Thank you to our callers who actually gave their input and perspective of the Superwoman Syndrome. Again, we don't have to be Superwoman. We just have to be the best woman that we can be. You take care. I love you. Looking forward to hearing from you and being with you next week. Take care.
We hope you enjoyed another exciting episode of Superstar Radio with your host, LaShawn Super. Please tune in each and every Wednesday, 8:30 p.m. for more great topics and exciting guests. The number, 646-564-9995. For information for Superstar Entertainment or LaShawn Super, please call us directly at 248-506-1272 or email us at superstarent@yahoo.com.
Superstar Productions.